Hello, I'm your host, Mr. Chuck, a retired accountant turned truck driver. I reduced my debt in a relatively short period of time. Debt reduction to achieve financial freedom takes commitment, confidence, determination. Make a plan. Reducing debt starts with having a plan, writing it down and following to the letter. Anything else is not going to work to reduce debt. Before I get into what a debt reduction plan is, management plan, there's two things you need to have at this point. And that is, what's your long-term goals? What you want to get in the next 5 to 10 years? Maybe it's a home. Maybe it's have children or get married and have children. Maybe it would be to buy a sailboat or whatever the case, a summer home. You're not going to achieve any of your long-term goals if you're bogged down with paying debt, whether it's student loan debt, which many of us have, credit card debt, first, second, and third mortgages, a couple car payments. That's going to limit you on what you can do. Not only while you have that debt, it's going to limit it to what you can do on a day-to-day basis as far as your entertainment or what you want to do. But it's going to limit you on saving money, which is going to slow down your process of meeting your long-term goals. So set some long-term goals because you need to have a reason to reduce this debt. You need to have a clear picture of why you're going to do it, and you focus on getting it done so that you can look forward into your future and meet your goals, whatever they may be. If you would just go online and do a search in your browser for debt reduction plan, you're going to find maybe a couple articles to talk about how to do it. It doesn't really tell you how to do it. They just tell you, you know, you have the avalanche method, which is the high interest rate, and you'll have the snowball method. It kind of explains them. It doesn't tell you how to do anything. It's not really a plan. It's just a description of the process of a plan. The high interest rate method focuses on your debts with the highest rate of interest, such as credit card. Hopefully, your student loans don't have high rates of interest. Your car should have high interest. But the goal is to pay off your high interest debt first as quickly as possible because it's costing you the most money. While it may not feel like you're making progress, this method could help you eliminate your most costliest debt first, which can save you money in the long term. The snowball method approach focuses on your smallest debt that you owe, the smallest balance. The goal is to get rid of it as soon as possible. You keep on making the minimum payment on all your debts, and you put any extra funds you have towards paying off the smallest debt. This will help you pay it off sooner. This is probably one of the only places to tell you to make the minimum payment on all your debts. And that's about the only place you're going to read that or see it. Once you paid off the smaller debt in full, dedicate the freed up money to the next smallest. This way you create a snowball of payments as you eliminate each debt. Unlike the higher rate of interest method, you see progress quickly as you pay off smaller debt. However, you may end up paying more in the long run as you won't be focused on the larger or more costly debt. Then step two is that they want you to choose a method, high interest or snowball. Create your debt reduction plan, and they have a worksheet, and it tells you which method, and then you select a method, and then it has a little spreadsheet in there where you list your debt, the total amount that you borrowed, the amount still owed. The total amount borrowed is not that important, but the amount you still owe is important. Your monthly payment, extra payment, payment due date, date paid off in full. I don't know what that's going to help you. It doesn't give you a rate of interest, so it doesn't help you decide which one to pay. It does give you the amount still owed, but that's only at the point of time you make this up. It's okay. It's a way to organize your debt. That is a good thing. Then they want you to organize your monthly bills, understand what you owe and when. So basically, track and do a budget. So we already talked about that. So if you would do a search on debt reduction plan, it's going to give you a little bit of information, but it's not telling you what you really need to know, and that is what to do and how to do it. It gives you some methods, which, that's fine to know, but how's that going to help you in the long term? Well, it may help you if you're smart enough to figure out, well, I want to pay off my high rate of interest first because that's costing me the most money, but that card may have the largest balance on it. And it's going to take you a lot longer. Or you pay off the smallest debt and it might have the lowest rate of interest. So you'll pay it off real quick, but it's the one that costs you the least amount of money. So what do you do? It is confusing. This is what you need to do. You're doing your tracking. You have an app. You're doing your tracking. You created a spreadsheet. Or you have an app that does your tracking and your budget all in one. If you're using software that has your tracking and is doing your budget, take the time to watch their YouTube videos. Learn how to properly use that program or it will not do you any good. Watch multiple YouTube. Understand what they're talking about. Get to know that software and know it inside and out, how to create reports, how to create a budget, what to do with your money, and what to put in there, what not to put in there. I highly recommend that you manually enter all your information. Why? Because that makes you more aware of what's going on in your personal finances. Don't download it from the bank. It may categorize something wrong. It may be different categories than what you're thinking. It may put them in there twice. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could go wrong. So manually enter everything is what I highly recommend. It keeps you more aware of what's going on in your spending and your budget and your income. Keeps you more aware when things are due. It just makes you more aware overall in your personal finances. And that's probably one of our very first goals. Be aware of where your money is going and when it's due, when the bills are due, and how much about. You don't have to have it to the penny, but about how much is due. I know I pay around $80 to $100 for electricity every month. I know my gas bill is $80, $90 in the winter, and $20 or $30 in the summertime. I don't have any loan payments. I know I pay about $500, $600 a month towards a credit card from my. I use a credit card as a way to make payments or to buy things online. And it's just a transfer of money. I pay them off every month. I don't ever pay any interest. I don't pay any fees. So it's not really cost me anything. It's just a tool of convenience. So if you have your long-term goals figured out, what you really want, you probably understand if you have two or three credit cards with a couple thousand balance each. I think the average credit card balance in the United States is like $6,000 or something, which that's expensive at 20% rate of interest. That's really gets expensive. So if you know you're struggling or if you got that student loan debt that's preventing you from borrowing money to get the house you want or preventing you from doing things in your life to meet your goals that you're planning on doing, if that's what's holding you back, you need to focus on is get this stuff taken care of and out of the way. So this is how you're going to do it. Debt reduction plan. This is what you follow and you write it down. 1. Quit using credit. 2. Make the minimum payments on all your debt. 3. Start or increase your emergency fund. Your emergency fund should be a minimum of $1,000. 4. Once you've achieved the minimum amount, continue to build your balance to $4,000. 5. Take the amount over your minimum, $3,000, minimum $1,000. Apply it to one of your debts. Whether you're using the Avalanche, Snowball, doesn't matter. This is what I recommend. Pick the card, one of your debt, highest rate of interest, anything above 8%'s high rate of interest. Pick the one with the smallest balance and try to pay it off. If you didn't pay it off the next time. But if you did, take anything in excess that you still have in that $3,000 and apply it to the highest rate of interest. Now let's go back, and then you just can continue to repeat the process. Let's go back, and the first thing you got to do is get your debt organized. Make up a spreadsheet. You need the name, unpaid balance, the minimum payment, the due date, the rate of interest. And if you do in a spreadsheet, you can then highlight it all and do a sort and put it in the order of highest rate of interest, or you could put in the order of highest balance, lowest balance, whatever. And that will be right there in front of you. You can look at it and you know exactly what's going on. If you bury your head in the sand and refuse to look to see how much you owe, you're just kidding yourself. You got to know how many credit cards you owe, what your student loans you owe, how much the balance minimum payments are, and what's the unpaid balance. That's going to give you a good idea about how long it's going to take to pay them off, pay them down and pay them off. Then you're going to quit using your credit cards. This forces you to live based on your net income. You're not going to spend more money than what you make. So if you don't make enough money to pay your rent, utilities, groceries, gas for the car payment, you got to change something. Whether you get rid of the car and buy a lesser expensive car, get rid of that loan, or maybe find a place that don't cost as much to live. You've overspent somewhere in one of your categories. So that's where the budget comes in handy. Remember I said you do percentages by category, the total for housing category? What's that costing you? If it's 50%, that's half your take-home pay. And then what's your transportation? 25%, that's 75% of your take-home pay. That only leaves you 25% to pay off all your other debt, buy food, put gas in the car. Well, that's all included, and to increase your savings. So if you're wondering why you're not getting ahead, that probably would help you understand your finances and where you probably went wrong or got led astray. If your credit card payments, the minimum balance, is 30% of your take-home pay, that's just cutting into other places where you need your money to live your needs, to pay for your needs, or to pay for your wants. Maybe, you know, only you know what caused the problem. Maybe you have a spending problem. Maybe you were unemployed for a while. Maybe you just have a job that doesn't pay that well. Maybe the career don't pay as much. Maybe nobody's hiring. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you live in an area where housing is super expensive and you're not making enough to even cover your housing. And maybe it takes two people to pay for your living expenses and your spouse had a child and she quit working. I mean, only you know where, why you're in the situation you're in. You have to be focused on your spending. And the only way to get your debt reduced and in the fastest way is to control your spending, reduce it wherever you can, and use it to build up that emergency fund and apply it to whatever debt you're wishing to get rid of. The quit using credit is going to be probably one of the hardest steps. And that could take you 2-3 months in order to achieve that. So in your goal, you write down quit using credit. You know, put a date. When did you make the goal? Okay. The first month, you didn't use any credit. Write that month down. You achieve step one. Now you continue doing that. Okay, make the minimum payment. Well, that's an easy one because you can do that the very next month that you make the payment. So write down the month you achieve that. That's the goal you set. Write down the date that you got your $1,000 built up in your savings account. That's a goal that you achieve. Continue building it up. Now, why am I telling you that? And why don't we just take the extra money, like the $200 or $300 a month or whatever it may be, and apply it to one of your debt? Instead of keep making the minimum payment, we have been only making the minimum payment. I'm never going to get my debt paid down. That is what you hear from everybody. Don't listen to them. I'm going to admit they are right, but by applying $50 a month or $100 a month or $150 a month to a debt, that's doing two things that's going to hurt you. One, you're going to pay down that a little bit, but it won't make that much of a difference. And two, it could short you on cash you need to pay for gas or groceries that will keep you from using credit. So it's all working together. This plan all works together. You have to do every single part of it for it to work. If you say, I'm not going to make the minimum payment, well, you can quit using credit. Okay. You're not going to build the emergency fund. If you do, it'll take you a whole lot longer. And we're going to get into the reason why you need that. You're not going to be able to put a lump sum payment on any one bill and count a whole lot faster. It works a lot slower than this particular method. The reason you're building the emergency fund, and it's like the majority, I don't know what the percentage is, of people in America, if they have an unexpected bill, they're unable to pay $400 or more. $400 is nowadays is not going to buy you a whole lot. Maybe 2 or 3 tires if you need tires on your car. Not much. $1,000, what that's going to do for an unexpected event that happens that's going to cost you money, it's going to help you with number one, quit using credit. It's going to help you from using credit to get out of this financial problem. And why are we keep on increasing it to 4,000? Well, because the longer it takes you to do that, bigger the emergency fund you're going to have. So if something unforeseen happens, you have more money to use so that you don't have to use credit. Because if you're using credit, you're not reducing your balance. You're increasing your balance, and that balance will never go away. The time you buy something, charge it, interest tacked on, you make a payment, the interest a little bit more, less of the payments going to principal. You know, that's where you're coming from. How's that been working for you? Let's stick to the plan. So it's not if it's going to happen, it's a matter of when an unforeseen event's going to happen. Now, in your budget, you have most everything accounted for, your mortgage or your rent, your utilities, your car payment, your gas, your groceries, a little bit for clothing, some entertainment. all that is accounted for. Try to stick to that so that you, that excess income, which is really not excess, the income that you don't have to spend for your needs and wants is going into your savings. It's going to build up your emergency fund. The bigger amount of you can do, the faster that will build up. The more faster it builds up, the more you're going to have sooner. Then the sooner you're going to take that $3,000 and apply it to 1 year debt. And then it's going to build up faster, because if you can pay something off, now you have more money freed up, that minimum payment amount at the very least. It's going to be freed up to increase your savings that much faster. And over time, well, at the beginning, this is a very slow process. Quit using credit. It may take you a while. Build up that first $1,000 might take you a while. Getting it up to $4,000, it's going to seem like forever, 6 months, 9 months. How am I getting out of debt? It's taking me forever. But as you keep doing the same thing over and over, you pay off one debt, you pay off the second debt, you pay off the third one. This process is speeding up. It's gaining momentum. Its ball is getting bigger as it's rolling down the hill. You've seen the cartoons, a snowball at the top of the hill is real small. As it rolls down the hill, it's getting bigger and bigger. Well, this is the same thing with the momentum of you paying off your debt. It's getting bigger and bigger and faster and faster. And then over time, as your debt is decreasing, you're going to increase your emergency fund from $1,000 minimum. Maybe you'll increase it to $1,250, and then you'll increase it to $1,500. And then by the time all your credit card debt's paid off, it may be $2,000. And then by the time your student loan debt's paid off. Remember, we're going to be working on paying off the highest rate of interest first. Student loan debt shouldn't be that expensive. It may be a lot, depending on how long you went to college and what your profession, but the rate of interest should be lower than your credit card. Let's talk about getting a loan consolidation. That is not part of this plan. Getting a professional counselor to help you negotiate new balances and reduce it, that's not part of this plan. You're doing this all on your own by getting control of your personal finances and keeping control of all your personal finances. I'll be back in one moment with my final thoughts. If you're interested in the software that I use personally to reduce my debt, I have a link in my show notes, shopfinancial.com, copy and paste it, and it'll take you to the website. If you are looking for any spreadsheets or other information that I talk about from time to time, I have links in my show notes, and I always have links to the articles I refer to in my show notes. Plus other things like the happydraft.org, which is another organization that helps you with your debt. So feel free to go to my show notes and link and check out whatever I'm putting out there. I appreciate it very much. If you would like to make a contribution to help keep this alive, then I would gladly accept that. It's in my show notes. Thank you very much. So let's start. This is what you need to write down. 1, quit using credit. 2, make the minimum payment. 3, have an emergency fund, minimum $1,000. 4, increase your minimum up to $4,000 on your savings. 5, apply the excess over your minimum to a debt. 6, repeat. That is all you need to know. I think if you listen to my explanation, you know what to do. Follow that. Make a counter Write down the date. See how long it takes you to do it, that whole cycle the first time. The second time, how long is it going to take you to do that cycle? The 10th time, how long is it going to take you to do this cycle? This is what I did. It was slow at the beginning. I didn't think it'll ever happen, but I kept the faith. I kept working at it. I looked for ways to reduce my spending. I actually increased my income also. I changed jobs and got a better paying job. That helped a whole lot. And I looked for ways to reduce my spending. And one of the ways was I got rid of paying for cable TV and I start streaming. I saved a lot of money there. Another way was I got rid of my carrier for my cell phone and found a lesser expensive one. And I saved money there. I look at different, my insurance. Now I have a certain limit that I actually need and want for my homeowners, my car insurance, and all that kind of stuff, protect myself. But I compare insurance companies and I make sure that I have a good service for what I'm paying, that I got a reasonable price and I'm not overpaying for anything. I made sure that I wasn't paying for subscriptions and anything that I don't use on a monthly basis. I don't like having anything that I have to pay for every month, whether it's computer software, which they're getting bad at that, especially Microsoft, whatever it may be. I try to avoid a monthly with a never ending, where you never pay it off. I don't do that because that's a waste of a lot of money. If you forget about it, you quit using that service or that product or whatever it was, and you've forgotten about it, you're still paying for it. Why are you paying for it? Cancel those things. Get rid of it. Find ways to do the same thing a lot less expensive, and you will get your debt paid off. I paid off about $135,000, and it took me 3 years and 8 months. The first year and a half, 2 years, dragged on, took forever. But when I got down, like credit cards were paid off, my cars were paid off, and I got that line of credit, my pay down, I was working on my first mortgage. It was like I was making 3 mortgage payments a month. I mean, I'd make my... And when you do this, when you apply that extra lump sum, do it after you make your minimum payment. So if your minimum payment's due on the 10th of the month, don't use that whole lump sum to make your minimum payment. Pay the minimum payment. So let's say you have a credit card, the minimum payment is $75. You pay the $75 first from your checking account. Once that's clear, now you don't have to make another payment for 30 days, but you have the excess amount of money and you want to use it. Now we take that excess, apply it, and make sure you apply it all as principal, because that's going to reduce that balance down. Your interest is what they're going to charge you for interest will drop way down, and then your minimum payment's going to drop down. You can do two things. Keep making the same minimum payment for that particular debt until it's paid off, or reduce your minimum payment amount, increase your savings a little bit so that you can now apply a lump sum again, maybe a week or two sooner. I hope that comes across and that's understandable, but write everything down. Date everything as you complete the process. As the process is repeated, it will start to speed up. It may take a while. Don't get discouraged. Stay focused. And if you can increase your income, that's going to help. If you can decrease your spending, that's going to help. Whatever you can do is going to help. This program works all together. and then everything is dependent on everything else. So if you don't do part of it, it's going to screw up the other part. So stay focused, stay on track, and you'll be glad you did so.